Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
What's up, y'all? No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in one time for y'all. You know what it is, Thursday inside the Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right in the 91. Watch out for that pop-up shower. It's always a chance of those, man, about 20% chance of a pop-up shower. Leaving out the house right now is about 72 degrees. 72 degrees right about now. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica again there, though.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Weed?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, the comedian Burbay.
I say good morning.
McClintock.
Good morning.
Wesson.
Good morning.
Coldwood.
Good morning.
Cochran.
Good morning.
Shout out to all them students back in school, man. What's up with you, Burbay?
What's happening, my guy?
Man, I'm good, my guy.
What up with you, boy?
Man, I'm good, man. Welcome to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Boy, that school line yesterday to pick your child up was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Man, boy, they had a moving in my daughter's school, though, but that thing was, whoo. And then the line at the elementary around the corner, I was like, boy, they ain't gonna never get their kids out of school. Woo! Y'all parents dropped them off yesterday.
Bro, I ain't never seen so many.
Dropped them off.
Car riding student.
Well, they said, you know, it's a shortage on transportation because they have a shortage of bus drivers.
Yeah.
So they're telling a lot of parents, if you can pick your child up, then pick your child up and drop them off.
So what you're saying is it's some job opening.
A lot of job openings there. Well,
oh, okay.
Right now is the perfect time to get a job. They got so many companies hiring. You can damn near go in there and write your own number on the paper.
And CMS, they're actually offering incentives for bus drivers, EC teachers, and HVAC. HVAC. People that work with the air conditioning and things like
really?
That. They're offering signing bonuses for those three specific jobs. They're looking for those.
Come on, y'all. Let's go get a bus driver job.
I know how to put coolant in the
no.
Huh?
There ain't no coolant to go
in. There's a little bit more to it
than the air conditioning system.
Well, you need to put a unit in the window?
Yeah.
No,
more
I don't
than
know.
The unit.
No.
It's more than the unit. This you got to go. You got to know what them buttons do.
It's the schoolhouse. This is it.
In the attic and stuff.
The schoolhouse. What you do? Put a little hose in the bottom of the floor?
Nah. That ain't
going to work. Go ahead, apply, Burpee. Yeah. Apply.
I'm about to get it. You know you can go to the Urban League and learn how to do HVAC.
No, I'm willing to work.
But there you go. Go to an Urban League and learn how to do it. You can start your own business.
They're actually doing big incentives, like thousands of dollars for some of those jobs. So
really?
That's signing bonuses.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Because they have such a shortage, especially bus drivers.
Ain't nothing YouTube can't tell you how to do.
You're right. Now, you're right about that. Now, I learned how to do some HVAC work by YouTube.
I almost blew my fingers off one time trying to change the cords at the back of my
dryer. On the dryer? Yeah. I watched YouTube one time and did the outside unit on my AC, and it actually worked until Morris Jenkins came, and they said, you know this is backwards. Well, I said, it's been blowing for...
Not backwards.
It's been blowing for 2 years. He said, yo, the man Morris Jenkins going to say, I don't know how, but whatever worked. I said, thank you, big dog. He said, next time,
you did it yourself?
Huh?
You did it yourself?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, you didn't work right now.
Yeah, you're right. Because what happened was, somebody was telling me my outside unit had went out. It was like, it's probably this little capacitor that's in there. If you can change that, then you can save yourself probably about $400. So I went right on YouTube and looked it up, and that's exactly what it was. I went to a place called Ferguson and bought the capacitor and put it in. And lo and behold, it worked. The man just said it was on backwards when he got that. I think it was 8. How's it going to work for 2 years and it's on backwards?
How you have it on backwards?
I don't know, but it worked. The AC worked in the house. That's all I cared about. Today's inspiration about word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nation's Board Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. As you grow and move through your journey of life, one of the things that you will notice is that you cannot look back at the past and move forward into the future at the same time. Helen Keller once said, "When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us." The Bible says it like this. God says, "Do not remember the former things, for behold, I am doing a new thing." If you spend all of your time soaking over the mistakes and the failures of your past, you will miss the new things that God is presenting you today, and you will never be able to enjoy the blessings of tomorrow. So today, embrace the new and step in to the open door that God has prepared for you. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
All right, the anniversary of Aaliyah's passing was yesterday, so for Throwback Thursday today, we are asking you, what is your favorite Aaliyah song?
Ah, man, it's one on our album, One in a Million, and it is Never Giving Up with Charlotte's own Tavares on that thing. Tavares Polk and Aaliyah. Never giving up on this love. We get them right though.
What is it? The One I Gave My Heart To.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
My favorite is, I have two. One in a Million. And
Yeah, Timbo gave up.
Timbo went crazy when he was producer for Aaliyah.
Yeah, he was in his bag.
Yeah,
that whole album, he was in his bag.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, Timbo has some artists now. Him, Aaliyah, Genuine, Missy. He was in his bag a lot. He was in his bag. All right, how do we get in on this, Ms. Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am Nola Milleri, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Nola Milleri, the Water Madhouse, man. Coming up inside the Madhouse, it's a crazy news Thursday. Find out what's crazy out here in the world besides y'all dumbasses out there on them crates.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Has just launched the Donda STEM Player. According to his website, the device will let users customize any song. It's going to cost you about $200, and it'll ship with his new project, Donda. He first talked about this STEM Player in 2019 during an interview, so it's been in the works for a while now, so you all can pick that up on his website. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie. Larry, the Morning Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's right. It's time for crazy news for this Thursday. Let's find out what's crazy out here in the world.
That's right,
crazy news today is being brought to you by 7-Eleven. You can join me at 7-Eleven today. I'll be hanging out at the one in the gas house from noon until 2 at 1600 East Franklin Boulevard in the gas house. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. Jessica, what you got over there?
A Belgian zoo has banned this woman from coming to the zoo because of her love for one of the chimpanzees there. So this woman has been visiting the zoo once a week for 4 years just to see this one particular chimpanzee. When she comes, they will see her and the chimpanzee waving to each other and blowing kisses to each other. This woman got a whole live chimpanzee boyfriend. Well, they have banned her because it negatively affects the chimpanzee's ability to socialize with his own. So what the zoo is telling us is, because the chimpanzee interacts with people more
the other monkeys at the zoo are like, nah, you can't come around us.
Yeah, so they can't, blame with the other, with his own kind.
Yeah, they don't want him around. And they're like, what that means is when the zoo is closed, which is about 15 hours per day, this chimpanzee is sitting all by himself. He's lonely because his people won't interact with him. It's only these people. Now, this woman is heartbroken. She's like, I don't know why they would do this to me. And she's really, really upset because she's like, it's not fair. He still gets visited by other humans. He's still interacting with other humans. Why can't I go interact with him? And they like,
you can't. She done watched Planet of the Apes too many times and the zoo told her,
I ain't going to take no more of this monkey sh-.
I think that's unfair.
What's unfair?
That she can't go.
Nah, she don't need to be in there.
Yeah, who can't go?
She in there trying to...
If you can let other people go, if the, do some if the chimpanzee with is being monkey. Visited by other people, then why can't she go?
Nah, because she's doing too much.
Because she's trying to get bent over at the monkey berry.
Well, oh. Try it and
I ain't
going to
take no
it.
More of this monkey sh-.
The monkey not bending her over.
We don't know. We don't know what that monkey doing in the other
well, listen,
14 hours
until they
open.
Got proof. Let that woman in there to wave and blow kisses at that chimpanzee.
I ain't going
to
take no more of this monkey sh-.
For these kids.
Yeah, that's too
sticking
weird.
Your tongue out at little, yeah, little bubbles over there.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen, Barbara, we've seen crazier with these people all up with dogs kissing them all in the mouth.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All
right.
What we got, Burp?
Send all emails to Hey, Miss Jessica.
Listen.
It's a roller coaster in Japan known for its super death acceleration.
Super death?
Super death acceleration. And they call it super death acceleration because it gets into the triple digits as far as speed.
Mm.
But it was shut down because the riders on the roller coaster, y'all should see how crazy this roller coaster look. I'm looking at it right now. They've suffered serious bone fractures while they've been on this ride.
Yeah, type of damn roller coaster that I'm built over there in Japan.
It's going 100 miles an hour with the metal straps. If you strapped in, of course you're going to break something. People have broken bones in their legs and their chest.
Mm.
And so they have actually had to shut the whole roller coaster down. It reaches 112 miles per hour in just 1.56 seconds.
Does everybody break their bones or just a few people? Cause I might,
some people,
I might
not wanna... a few people.
Well, where is that? Where is that in Japan? What part of Japan?
I don't know.
I need to go over
Japan,
there. And
Japan,
Japan. Japan, Japan. I hate it. I want to go check it out, man. Let me get on this.
It's at the Fuji Q Highland Park in Japan.
Fuji Q, okay. And you know what I say here the other day? I wanted to know how many amusement parks it was in.
We
in
found
America.
Out it's over 400 in the U.S.
Yeah, because I said I wanted to visit every one of them if I could, but then you said over 400. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I wonder what makes a theme park a theme park. Like, how do you get considered a Basis. Theme park? Yeah. Because, like, Monkey Joe's, remember Monkey Joe's used to have, like, the little roller coasters in there. Would that be considered a theme park?
No theme park. It's Monkey Joe's. It ain't really a park. It's like a building. It's not a park.
That boy said it ain't a
park. It's not. Most theme parks are outside.
Larry, what's your story?
And it's a park.
How you know, Larry? How you know that all 400 of them theme parks are outside?
We're not doing this with him.
How you
today.
Know, Larry?
We're not doing
they
this.
They say theme park. It's got to be a park. It's got to be in there somewhere. Disney is outside in the park.
What is your story, Larry?
My story is a true story coming out of California. And listen, so
2 days in a row.
They are investigating a story coming out of California where these students and staff had a black doll circulating around the school, and they stomped and kicked and body slammed the black doll. And they named the black doll Shaniqua. And they actually put it on Instagram. And it had a whole Stomp Shaniqua Instagram account until Instagram shut it down a few days ago. So the school said they're really investigating because staff members were seen on the video stomping this black doll. And they had, you know, you remember, y'all know Flat Stanley and what that's about? This is kind of like what they were doing, but they were doing like crazy acts with the doll, like body slamming it, stomping it, kicking it, throwing it across the school and stuff like that. Why are you looking at me like that? They was doing this with the black baby doll. And they named the baby doll Shaniqua at a California high school. It's Salinas High.
What was the purpose?
That's what the school is trying to figure out. Like, what was the purpose? I don't know. They don't know. It was cheerleaders, football players, volleyball players, and like I said, staff members at a school.
Yeah, I need to read more about this story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I need more on this one.
Coming out of California. It's right there. I'll send it to you. You want it?
Mm-hmm.
They got video. But I don't know if they... I think they actually took the video of them stomping the doll down, though. But why they do that black baby doll like that, though? It's crazy news for y'all, man. Hey, you want tickets to check out Lil Durk? Keep it tapped in. It's coming up next.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
La la la, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's love for new hip hop and R&B. We trying to hook somebody up with these little dirt tickets. Who this is?
Sarah.
Hey Sarah, how you doing?
Good.
And where you calling from?
Charlotte.
And what you doing this morning? Why you sound like you just
on my way to work.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
I don't like her attitude.
It's early. Give me a break.
Nah, ain't nowhere it's early. Give me a break. All right. You trying to go see Lil Durk or you trying to send somebody to see Lil Durk?
I might try to send somebody to see Lil Durk.
Okay. All right. Well, what's you got to tell us what's Lil Durk's real name and where is he from?
Isn't it Derek Banks that he's from Chicago? Something like that.
Something like that? You sure about that?
Oh, I think so.
You think so? Okay. That's what it is. You got it.
Yes, sir. Lil Durk will be at the Rockingham Drag Strip on September 4th, and you just won tickets, man. He gonna bring some of his friends to the spot too. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. 91 degrees is your high for the day. 74 degrees if you're leaving out the house right now. It's time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine. Big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Only Bill Blanchard. Only the Shark Shine. Only the Stretchy Shine. Only the Fancy Shine. Only Mr. Linda Shine. Only the Danny Diaz Shine.
Ahmad. Ahmad.
Only Bino Shine.
Ahmad.
Only Viada Shine. She be like a club in the legend. Only Audi Shine.
Ahmad.
Only the Buffy Shine. What?
We missed you.
I miss you too.
Where you been?
I was on the radio. I was on the radio with Bobby, Jessica.
Huh?
Can you give me a shout out? It'd be nice to shout out to on the radio at 3 o'clock.
Yes, I can do that.
On the vibes.
On the vibes. I got you. What you want to hear today?
Hey, guess what?
What?
Jessica.
Huh?
Can you put that song for me?
What song?
Can you put that song for me, please? Can I
Larry's right here. What song you want to hear?
I want that song. That song. What that song called?
I don't know.
That song. Let me see. That song. Let me see. That song. Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. What song about Chris Brown?
Number Larry.
What's up, Ahmad?
Guess what?
What's up, Ahmad?
You got some. What's
that,
Mr.
Come
on?
Huh?
Why you didn't get excited like that?
Oh, Incognito, come on at 7:50. Ahmad, we got to go, okay?
But he didn't tell us his request.
I know. He said Chris Brown would play something.
But what Chris Brown song, Larry?
I don't know. I'll play one on my Chris Brown for my. Good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine?
Yes, I do. I want to let Nakivia Glenn shine. That's AKA Lil Jamaica from the Block Party.
Okay, yeah, Lil Jamaica.
Yes, ma'am. So she just won an art contest. And, of course, she is in the first grade. So I just want to give her a shout out.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let my sister-in-law, Belinda Crawford, shine this morning. Her husband had surgery yesterday.
Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
Good morning, Lizzie.
What's up,
Nikki? I'm going to let all the parents shine, because I tell you what, waking up early in the morning ain't no joke. Especially when these kids don't want to go after this bus stop.
That's what you're supposed to do as a parent, wake up early and get your kids ready for school.
Oh, I meant.
Oh, the pandemic down here, y'all don't forget how to be adults now. Oh, okay, Miss Jessica's on the way with your Nosy Neighbor News. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm gonna let it shine.
With the plug.
Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
Who was the latest artist to perform on the Tiny Desk concert series? I'm going to let you know. It's pretty dope. Someone's going to be missing from the VMAs. I'm going to let you know who that is. And someone is doing a concert to help the people of Haiti.
Somebody doing Wale. What's my man name?
Wyclef.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who I would guess.
All right. Find out who it is.
How you knew I was thinking?
Because you said Wale.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yes.
All right.
Find out who it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, August 26th. One performer that's going to be missing from the VMAs is Normani. She was not invited to perform and is disappointed about that decision. She says, I'm a human being and I feel things. I love to feel noticed and for my work to be validated. It's forcing me to validate myself. The VMAs will take place on Sunday, September 12th at 8 p.m. at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. NPR's latest Tiny Desk Home Concert Series featured the Migos. The group performed in a psychedelic-looking living room with candles, a birthday cake, an astronaut suit, and a bunch of energy. They performed several of their hits, including Avalanche, Birthday, and more. You all can check out that video on our website, power98fm.com. Future is stepping in to help the people of Haiti who were affected by that 7.2 earthquake that hit the country earlier this month and killed more than 2,000 people and injured over 12,000. The rapper is going to hold a benefit concert to raise money for relief efforts in Miami, Florida on September 3rd. Future hopped on social media to say, in part, I want to use my voice to do whatever I can to support Haiti during these tragic times. Letitia Wright was rushed to the hospital after suffering injuries while filming Black Panther. According to a Disney spokesperson, she sustained minor injuries today while filming a stunt for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. She is currently receiving care in a local hospital and is expected to be released soon. She was later released from the hospital. The accident was reportedly involving a stunt rig. So far, her injuries have not affected the filming schedule. Lil Nas X fans, listen up. The rapper just announced that he's getting ready to drop his debut album. Montero is set to drop on September 17th and is going to feature his singles, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, and Industry Baby, featuring Jack Harlow. Happy birthday to Cordae, Katherine Johnson, Cassie, Evan Ross, and Kiki Palmer. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
Power 98. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's 7:40 in Charlotte, America, and that means it is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
what time it is inside the madhouse, but the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hey, telling y'all to join Power 98 for the 43rd annual Yahshoo! Greek Festival. You know, the highly anticipated festival is going down. It starts September the 9th through the 12th and promises to be a unique drive-through experience with lots of food, music, and fun. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. Okay, today, Larry is mad and sad at the split between Sonya and Dale Curry. 33 years. I gave you 30 years of my life. Of my life. I'm sad about this, man. This is Charlotte Royalty right here. When you talk about the epitome of raising a family, you got a young man and a young woman who have done an excellent job of not only raising a family of two men and a young woman, but definitely being pillars in our community and showing us how we supposed to do it as a couple. 33 years of marriage and y'all call it quits. Okay, that's fine. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? It don't always work out. Y'all done what y'all supposed to do in the community. Y'all raised great citizens to continue on the legacy of your family name. That's cool. What I don't like and what I'm mad about is the mudslinging. Now, we tell these teenagers all the time. What we tell them? Watch what you put on your social media. We tell them, hey, don't be going on social media going back and forth with people. Don't do that. Don't be out here acting the monkey. Come on, man. 33 years of marriage. 33 years of marriage. It had to be some love in there somewhere. Now that it's over, don't jump on TMZ. Don't jump on these blog sites and mudslinging each other. Whatever y'all went through or whatever the reason for it, let that be the reason. We don't got to know. We don't got to know. Y'all gave each other 33 years of your life. Y'all ain't got to talk about who did what and she did this and he did that. Nah, man, that's teenage stuff. Come on now. Y'all are well up there in age, and y'all ain't got to be out here acting like y'all these 21-year-olds and these 25-year-olds and all on social media mudslang. We ain't got to do all that. We ain't got to do all that. Let it be what it is, and let that be it. Whatever people want to say and speculate this and speculate that, let them do that. Don't y'all do it to each other. Y'all have done an excellent job of being an excellent epitome of the community of Charlotte. Y'all ain't got to go be nasty to each other. If it's over, it's over. Just let it be over. Just let it be over. We don't do that. We ain't got to do that. That's what Larry is mad about, because we ain't got to do all this mudslinging, name calling, and talk about who did and who slept well. We don't care. Just let it be over and let it be that. Y'all cut that out. That's all I want to say. Hit the hashtag, man, and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad.
No limit, Larry.
Power 98.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
It's Thursday, so y'all know what that means. Larry, hit my hot
chick. Shut your dumb ass up.
Let's get right into it. I saw a tweet yesterday. What's today? Thursday, Tuesday. Larry, I showed it to you. Mm-hmm. And this might be the dumbest statement I've ever heard in the history of dumbest statements. JT from the City Girls tweeted and said, how did Biggie know the World Trade was gonna blow up? Larry, hit my high key on JT.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Lord, JT, the World Trade Center done blew up more times than any of your records. I know that much.
Oh, don't you not. JT got it. Now stop. JT. That's why I stop it at there.
I mean, does it really count if she was going away? That's what it is. She didn't know because she was in jail.
Shut your dumb ass up.
That's what it was. But they got books in there. They got books. They got books. Because don't you put your money on them when you in prison?
On God, no.
Don't you put money on your books?
On God, no.
Wait. No, I take it back, Larry. Because she went to jail after it blew up the first time. Hit my hotkey again, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
They teach you this in school, that the World Trade Center was bombed back in 90-something. Next. I can't. Not even going to deal with this.
Get out, JT.
Huh?
Get off JT.
Get off JT?
Yeah, get off JT.
Okay, all right, you're right, because she probably don't even know that I'm talking about her right now. That's how stupid she is. Hit my hotkey one more time.
Shut your dumb ass up.
People, I'm mad at the people who were mad at Lil Nas X.
Oh.
When he had that Satan shoe. Remember the shoe? Mm-hmm. It had the blood in it?
Yep.
Well, Tony Hawk
is putting out a skateboard, and he showed people, he showed the man taking blood out of his arm and putting the blood in the paint to make the skateboard. And people are saying this is such a historic thing because he got to deal with liquid death energy drink or something like that. I don't know. I guess when a white person do it, it's okay. Lil Nas X. Listen, I'm on your side. I'm on the side of my brother. I'm on the side of Lil Nas X. All these ignorant people who get mad at Lil Nas X just because he gay and want to go out there and show that he gay and you don't like the fact that he gay. Talking about, my kids don't need to see this. Your child don't need to see nobody performing sexual acts, stupid, whether they gay or not. Hit my high key on the
shut
people
your
that
dumb
Lil Nas
up.
X, Larry. They making me mad. Last but not least, Dylan Roof. Y'all heard about Dylan Roof?
Yep.
Dylan Roof, for the JTs of the world who don't know who he is. Oh,
man, that's what you're going to do to the people today?
Did I go too far? Did I go too far?
You been going too far.
No, I ain't go too far. For the JTs of the world who don't know who Dylan Roof is the man who shot the African-Americans down at the church in Charleston, South Carolina, and killed them. Not just shot them and killed them, and was convicted, and was given a death sentence, and was given life in prison.
And a burger on the way to
And was given Burger King on his way to prison.
Yeah.
He appealed his conviction and said it should be thrown out and said he should be able to go home. So we know what you did. We saw that you did it. You admitted to doing it, but said you don't want it. That's like having sex with somebody, getting them pregnant, and after the baby get here, say, no, I don't want it. No, that's it. I'm out of there.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm not going to have to lay my hockey on them again.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Get out of there. They make me mad.
And those from Burpee Star. Think about it.
Somebody know the foe, man. Somebody trying to go see Lil Durk. What's up, Shayna? What's up, though?
What up with it?
I can't call it. What you doing in the morning?
Nervous.
Nervous? Why you nervous? Don't be nervous. There ain't nobody in here but us chickens.
I want these I need these chickens.
Well, you got. Well, I need to know that you know the foe.
I got four on the O's. I think I do.
Okay, what four songs you know the NCAR played in the mix?
Okay, Travis Porter, Bring It Back.
Okay.
E-40, You and That Booty by featuring T-Pain.
Okay.
Yin Yang Twins, Bad, featuring Mike Jones and Mr. Carly Park.
Got you.
And Plies Becky.
That's what it is. Win.
You got it. You know the foe. What she got, baby? What she got?
Yes, Sirski, we are sending you to go see Lil Durk at the Rockingham Drag Strip. He bringing some of his partners with him. It's going to be September 4th. You're going to be in the building, and you got to tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98. Thank y'all so much.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, remember last week when OnlyFans announced that it was banning pornographic content? Well, never mind about that. The company has reversed that decision in the wake of widespread backlash. They say that, Larry, can you turn down? Can you turn down your Zoom room? Larry!
Waving my arms. I want to go at you. What are you doing?
Let me run this back. Okay?
Yo, run it back.
Lord have mercy.
I got your headphones on and you ain't hear it.
Just loud. But you can hear it through the headphones, Larry. All right. Remember last week when OnlyFans announced that it was banning pornographic content?
Yes.
Well, never mind about that. The company reversed the decision in the wake of widespread backlash. They say that OnlyFans is going to continue to provide a home for all creators. The company announced last week that sexually explicit content would be banned starting in October, despite being the largest part of its users and customer base. But that isn't happening anymore. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
No living there, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time for situations.
I got a situation.
Wait, hold on. Let me get the DM. Yeah, it is. I got it. Y'all ready? Dear Madhouse Nation, my friend is mad at me for riding with her baby daddy. So, boom, I was at the nail salon. I was at the nail salon, and he was at the barbershop next to it. I had Ubered up there, and I was about to leave and Uber back when he asked me, did I want to ride home? And I said, yeah, sure. On the way home, he stopped by the store, and guess what? My friend was in the store. She come out the store and come to the car and started calling me all kind of names, accusing me of all kind of things, calling me all kind of B-words. She wouldn't listen. I was just trying to tell her what happened. I'm trying to tell her. He just asked me, did I want to ride? And I said, yeah. And the crazy part is, they not even together. She got a man. She said I was wrong for riding with him, knowing how he did her and that he did it because he did her dirty. She, like I said, she accused me of sleeping with him and a whole bunch of other stuff. I wrote the Madhouse. I just want to know, was I wrong for accepting a ride from her baby daddy? One, and two, should I give him a real ride since she accused me of doing it anyway? Okay, what in the hood economics is this? Decipher this one right here. Okay. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. I'm trying to think, though. I was trying to put this in perspective. So, if somebody, like if you at the nail salon and somebody offer you a ride, would I be mad at this?
If you know them. I could see if it was a stranger.
Yeah,
a
but different. You know what I mean? Like, but somebody baby daddy or baby mama. So, right. I'm trying to think.
It's obvious she knows this guy.
Yeah. They friend. They, I mean, you know what I mean? Right. Cause she said it was her friend's baby daddy. So, of course, they know each other. So, to think about it, I'm trying to picture this. So, like, let me see. Burpee baby mama was at the nail salon. I gave her a ride, and Burpee got mad at me.
I would never.
I'm just saying, though. You know, women different, though. I don't know, because there's some dudes out here, too. Right, that's like, 2021. Why is you in the car with that?
These emotional dudes out here.
Not emotional. That's what you gonna call them? Emotional creatures.
Emotional.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. She wants to know, is she wrong for accepting a ride from her friend's baby daddy, knowing that the baby daddy did her friend wrong, and should she give him a real ride since her friend accused her of doing it anyway? Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time for your situation being brought to you by 7-Eleven. This morning's situation, my friend is mad at me for riding with her baby daddy. I was at the nail salon and he was at the barbershop next to it. I had Ubered up there and I was about to Uber back when he asked me, did I want to ride home? And I said, yeah, sure. On the way home, he stopped by the store and we saw my friend slash his baby mama in the store. She come out to the car and start going off, calling me all kind of B words and accusing me of all kinds of things. I tried to tell her what happened, but she wouldn't listen. And the crazy part is, they ain't even together, and she got a man. So, Madhouse Nation, I just want to know, was I wrong for riding, catching a ride with my friend's baby daddy? And two, should I give him a real ride since she accused me of doing it anyway? Good morning.
Yeah, she wrong. She should have never got in the car with her baby daddy. And yeah, she should not give him a ride. What kind of friend is you? What the world? I was never friends. What? If you want to f*** her baby daddy.
Wait a minute. Time out. See, hold on now. Hold on. The girl done accused and all the girl did was get a ride, though.
Well, why you hopping in the car with her baby daddy? You should have Ubered back. But what the hell?
He was already.
Baby daddy.
But he was already. And they ain't even together.
No. And that's your friend? That's supposed to be your friend?
Yeah.
Or that's just your associate? Nah, boo. Nah.
So you saying she wrong for accepting the ride?
She wrong, and her friend need to whoop that ass.
Oh, my God.
Power 98, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? Was she wrong for accepting this ride from her friend's baby daddy?
No. But I will say this. What she needs to know is the one that's mad at her, that's not your friend. Because your real friend knows that you don't want that baby daddy. Your real friend knows that you would never try to double dip back on what they did already had.
Okay.
So, for this friend to think that you're doing something wrong, they're not your friend, baby.
And your real friends know that you ain't got no damn car. Somebody should have came and picked her up
exactly.
Instead of the baby daddy.
Exactly.
That part.
Power 98, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Is she wrong for accepting this ride from her friend's baby daddy?
She's
not wrong for accepting the ride. She's not wrong if she want a ride, if you know what I mean. Makes me say, ugh. It sounds like the ex still has some feelings for him, honey.
Females petty like that, though. Like, she would only do that to make her friend mad.
Right. I don't think she actually going to do it. I think she put that in the letter.
Oh, no, I wouldn't put it past. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past.
598, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm fabulous. I'm calling in reference to the story you all was just talking about.
Go ahead. What's your comment?
Okay, the comment is, she don't have any other friends. Like, it's a couple ways to look at this. You know, if that's your friend and he done her wrong, then out of all the friends, he's the only one that can give her a ride. I'm just curious, like, I mean...
He was there. No, he didn't. No, no. She didn't call the man. Did you hear the letter? He was at the... She was at the nail shop. He was at the barber shop next door.
But what she's saying is she could have called somebody.
I'm going to know where to place that friend first and foremost. Oh, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to be mature about the situation. I can be, you know, hood about it and be like, okay, you know, she could have called somebody else. But at the end of the day, okay, she took a ride with my baby father. That's fine. That's cool. But I know where to place you. So when I'm looking at you and I look at different aspects, I know where to place you as a friend.
Y'all, not, like, they're not even together, though. They're not even together, though.
Yo, but it don't matter.
Let me ask you this. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. You know where to place her as far as what?
As a friend. Like, were they friends before he was my baby father?
I don't know all that.
Okay, but she's trying to tell you they ain't doing nothing. She just needed a ride.
And that's fine. I wouldn't have been like her and assumed that they done something. I would have never, you know, said, okay, well, you slept with him or whatever. But I would have thought, like, okay, you know he done me wrong. It depends on what he done to me, first of all. Right. But, you know, the details weren't there. But you know that him and I are having, like, an issue. So don't be messy and put yourself in there. Just be like, I'd rather not deal with it. I'm going to call somebody else. I appreciate it.
Nah, I'm 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Is she wrong for accepting this ride from her friend's baby daddy? We on today's situation.
Wake up in the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning, man.
You waking up.
On Power 90.
But they heat it out in these streets today, boy. These situations make them heat it, man. My friend is basically, a friend is asking a question. She got a ride from her friend's baby daddy. They was at the same spot, kind of like at the same time. He offered a ride. They saw his baby mom at the store. And she kind of went off on the friends and all kind of stuff about her. So she wrote in to ask the question, is she wrong for accepting a ride from her friend's baby daddy? What y'all think?
Okay, so today's situation, I know the female's on her blanking today.
Blanking.
But what I got to say is, for her to get in the car with her baby daddy, you know, like us females, we look at stuff like that and we just be like, okay, that looks a little fishy. You know, we already think like, you know, something may be going on because, you know, if you're a true friend, you're not going to be riding around with your baby daddy because it just really don't look right. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when she comes back and say, oh, well, should I give him a ride for her to be bad? That already tells me right there that she's already up to no good if she's going to come back with something like that.
No, I don't. I think she put that in there being petty because you being petty. You know, came to the car, called a girl all kind of B words and accused of all kind of things for accepting a ride home.
That's like a dude, lady fussing
well,
at him.
She should have got an Uber or Lyft. She should have lift all the way back home like she had the chance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, no. Well, that's like a dude, old lady, fussing at him, accusing him of cheating. He ain't did nothing. And then at the end of the conversation, he like, well, hell, I should have cheated for all this. Right. I was going to get this anyway.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Is this female wrong for accepting a ride from her friend's baby daddy?
No.
Child, I do not understand people of today. How do you feel like you are so entitled to people? Like, we own people.
Right.
This is not slavery. We don't own each other. That girl can get a ride. What kind of ride from that man? Like, what in the world is wrong with people? How are you that insecure that that girl can't get a ride from that man? Get a good ride.
Get that girl a ride. We supposed to help each other out as a people. We supposed to help each other as a people.
And if she ride him the other way, then oh well.
Okay, all right then. All right.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this friend wrong for accepting a ride from her friend's baby daddy?
I don't feel like she's wrong for accepting a ride, but at the same time, I know how it is when it comes to certain friends and certain friends that you have. So if she had to come outside blanking like that, that must be the whole friend.
Time out though. Okay, and that might be true. She might be a whole friend, but she might not slept with none of your hoes.
Okay, maybe not none of mine, but I probably know she doesn't mess with some of my friends, baby daddies, cousins, uncles. You know what I'm saying? So she must be there. If I had to come outside mad already, I already know what type of time you want, baby girl.
Okay, well, then,
my baby daddy too.
Hold on. But part
y'all,
two.
Y'all.
But part two of that is, they not even together, and she got a whole nother man, so why?
That's my baby daddy.
Oh, my God, so you own it.
It's levels to that.
Oh, my God.
And baby daddies is all blended.
Oh, my God.
I don't care about that man. I don't care about none of that.
Oh, so
that's your baby daddy.
Yeah, like,
ain't your man.
Right.
No, in a car with my baby daddy.
That's your,
if I had to come outside cussing you out.
That's your insecurity, though. But that's your insecurity,
yeah,
though.
Insecure, no, hell, it's not insecurity.
It's definitely insecurity.
Not insecurity.
What you call it then, Jessica? What you call it then, Jessica?
I don't think that's
what you call it then. What you call it then?
That's called being loyal to your friend.
I'm
who
still
are you,
loyal.
Who are you loyal to? This baby daddy that you know through me, or are you loyal to me?
I'm loyal. I know him first.
Just because you're loyal to your friend,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to put yourself in that situation where it could potentially cause some, you don't, there's too many things that are left out of this story. Why did the man and the girl break up? Is it, you know, who is this? There's so much stuff that's left out of this. So in order to avoid just a sticky situation, don't do it.
Oh,
just,
but we're talking about a ride. A ride home.
No. We're not talking about just simply a ride home.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about a ride home with this particular person. This person's baby daddy. You don't know the backstory behind that situation. And obviously, if this woman is mad, there's something else that might have gone on.
Because she's insecure. That's what's wrong with
it.
She's insecure.
But that's one thing.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
The huge part of it.
That might be one thing. Or, like this person says, like the woman says in the letter, she knows what happened between in this relationship. She knows how wrong this dude was. And so if they're going through a tough situation with that dude or whatever, my loyalty is to my friend. So I'm not going to put myself in that predicament.
It's just a ride home.
It's not just a ride home. You all are forgetting about the key person who it's with.
Right, okay. It's a ride home with the girl baby daddy. But I can mm-hmm. see if they was hanging out somewhere.
I didn't try to make it a secret either.
Yeah, and I ain't trying to make it a secret.
But the woman says that she knows what happened in this relationship.
Okay.
She knows
it's a ride.
She knows
my feet
so
hurt. I don't want to walk. I don't want to spend this money on an Uber.
I would never do that to my friend.
I'm not going to wait 10-15 minutes for no damn Uber.
And Uber's a high right now. Yeah, I mean, your feelings are going to
hurt. Your feelings hurt, so I'm not going to
over somebody.
Over
stupid. Your baby daddy, somebody you're not even with, you got a whole nother relationship that you're in.
Hey, now you're going to have to deal with that at your house. How you going to tell your man you mad at your friend because she got in the car with your baby daddy?
Yeah, because I'm going to be mad at you as your man.
I don't have to say that because me and my friends, we have that understanding. We're not even going to be in that predicament.
Ooh, boy, hot out of here in these streets. Yeah, today's situation pretty crucial, man. And yeah, Madhouse Nation, y'all said that she was wrong for getting the ride. Most of y'all said it anyway. All right, you got a situation, man. Go on and DM us or Facebook us, however you want to send it to us. Morning Madhouse is our Instagram, and of course, Morning Madhouse on Facebook. Hit us up, man. You don't have to say your name. Just put your situation. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Y'all know what time it is on Black Smart. Boy, let's get to it. All right, let's meet today's contestant. Good morning. Who this here?
Good morning.
What's up with it? Who this here?
Shaniqua.
What up, Shaniqua?
What's
What's up?
We're going to play Black Smart. That's what's up. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, Shaniqua, we taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? All right. We played the hood black Jeopardy way. We give you the answer, and you give us the question. You got three categories.
Name that black television show.
Rappers' nicknames.
And mine is athletic nicknames.
Okay. Name that black television show.
All right, name that black television show starring Tony, Joan, Lynn, and Maya.
Girlfriends.
You got it, baby. You got it. You want the same category or you want another one?
The same category.
All right, name that black television show starring Michael, Jay, Katie, and Junior.
Oh, I forgot.
Let's go.
Jesus, what is that?
I got it on the last name.
God, I can't remember.
Last name is Kyle.
Kyle,
Katie.
Didn't nobody ask
God,
me to help?
My question. He was just at the
conversation. I can't remember.
Oh, she don't know that one. No. Your third and final question. You want to try another category or you want to stay in the same one?
No, I'm staying the same one.
All right, stay in the same
name
one.
Name that black television show starring Rainbow, Dre, Zoe, Diane, Junior, and Jack.
No, this one.
Wow.
No.
Well,
was she black smart?
Hell no. Hell no.
All right, if you want to win, man, you got to answer two of the questions from Miss Justice category. We're going to send you to the Millennium Tour, 570 WPET, if you think you're black. Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. We about to find out what's trending. It's 9:30 in the city. Let's find out what's trending on these streets.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press the play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that.
Trending, then you know we on it. That's that. Nullivan Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. Finding out what's trending in these streets. We're joined by comedian Darren Brand. Big baby done slid through the madhouse. What's up, big homie?
I do my own air horn, baby.
You and Burpee do that. Must be you and Burpee thing.
Don't do that.
No, he do that too.
See, he got that from me.
Oh, he stole it.
And I got that from the 80s.
Okay, that was up.
Whoa. Air horn.
So since you slid in the building, you got a trending story for us this morning.
Hey man, I was on Instagram doing what I do, okay, watching my Instagram on my privacy screen because that's my choice. And then I just noticed, you know, on some of my content, everybody was telling me that I'm tweaking.
Right.
And I know I don't be tweaking because tweaking is not something to be proud of.
Nah, and
as I stepped back and you know logged out of my Instagram on my privacy screen and jumped over to other forums, I saw people's hashtagging he tweaking on Twitter and TikTok, mm-hmm. and apparently Instagram got hacked again. This is what they, I mean.
That's
how
a subject for me.
They get hacked all the. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Taliban got Burpee's Instagram.
Okay, snatch it. They just took it away while he looked
at
it.
Instagram.
Yeah,
that's when it started happening.
Yeah,
they took my Instagram.
You was tweaking.
You were tweaking. That's what happened.
But no, I've been hacked before, so I understand. But that's the trending topic, man. So, you know, don't cuss those people out in your comments. They got hacked, guys. You know, and don't believe all those so-and-so helped me out this year because I invested in calling her. Don't believe in those either. Those are also hacks. You know, some people really believe that.
Oh, no. I delete those every time they hit my page. I delete them.
It's
I hate
okay,
them.
Bird. It's
I
just
hate
an
them.
App.
I hate them.
Focus on TikTok.
It's
get
just
your life
an
back.
App.
I know.
I
TikTok
hate
is treating me.
Jessica, what you got over there that's trending?
All right. Well, it has started. Students and staff at Forest Creek Middle School in Fort Mill, South Carolina are going to have to go back to virtual learning. This is after 29 students and two staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. In addition to that, over 100 students are currently quarantining.
Wow.
This change started today. It went into effect today. Students are supposed to return for in-person learning on September 9th.
In
everything
the city?
Is
in
canceled.
The city?
This is in Fort Mill.
Fort Mill, yeah.
Fort Mill.
Shut it down.
Mm-hmm. So they are back to
they
virtual
gotta go back
learning.
On the Zoom.
Yep.
29 students, two staff members, and over 100 students quarantined.
Can I ask y'all something, though?
What?
no child should fail if you like doing homework on the Zoom, right?
What? That's if you're doing it.
I ain't got no comment to
that. You gotta do it.
So it's online. It's like people who got D's on online class. Like, you just gotta look at the book.
There's people out here doing it.
Right. Oh, and you know it's tough. Definitely out here. And you have to turn into work. That's the key. You got to turn into work. A lot of them, and you know, we have this technology.
I think it's black parents' fault.
No, we have a lot of technology zones too, where like kids can't even get online because they can't afford the internet. So
it's some kids that thrived with
virtual learning. Yeah, it's a lot.
They were like, this is great.
When I some kids online, that just I'm talking about 4.0.
There were some kids that just could not do it.
Back to the class.
They're like, no, I need to be in the classroom setting with the teacher.
If my kids go back to virtual learning, I'm gonna set it up different. They got to do their schoolwork outside.
Burp, what you got traded over there?
Outside their comfort zone, because they be in their room in the bed, don't want to change their clothes. Put them outside.
Well, that's your black parent fault.
Because
you let it happen.
You the parent?
You let it happen.
Now it ain't your fault.
Everybody know they do. Everybody know you do your homework in the kitchen. You get them out the bedroom.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren.
At that dining room table.
Yes.
Shut it up.
They don't give homework. Huh? They don't give homework. They're not giving homework to these kids no more because they're saying it's too much for the
but
kids.
But you still let them learn in their bedroom during
homework
class.
Is too much? Shit in the kitchen. I remember my book bag used to weigh me down.
What?
If I set up wrong, pop out, back.
Well,
flip.
The learning environment is different.
Right.
And they the way that they teach saw. Things, the way that they are.
Because math ain't even the same. Two it's all not different. Four no more.
It's still four, but you got to show your work how you got there in the little box form.
What you mean?
And so that's your number.
What you mean show your work? Because 2 + 2 = 4.
No, you got to have the magic numbers in
there. You can't show no more.
You have to have the magic numbers. You need to use the box method.
I'm not with it.
Man, I'm not with that box method.
Just letting you know.
I was in math class the other day. I was like, well, what the hell is y'all here doing?
What happened to good old algebra? We don't even solve for X no more. They took Pluto.
Lord! Damn, Brad, man, you got something big going on, man. Speaking of trending.
Hey, man, you already know I'm in the city, man. You know, look on my IG page, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Got some things in the city tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow about sold out. Tonight got a few. Just look on my IG page. You know what I'm saying? I'm respectful.
The Forget This Pandemic comedy tour, that boy out there in these streets. Come on now, talk about it. We're on our
black business tonight, man. We at the tavern, man. We on our black business showing love tonight, man. We're going to show some black love in the city.
Now, what's up?
We're putting our own show together.
I saw you were shooting maybe it was a show for like Instagram or something, or MTV or something you were shooting a show for. I'm mistaken.
You talking about from my house when I had that stuff set up in the house? Yeah, it was a new show called Cash Crash that I had got picked up by MTV. But right now the focus is on Basic the Bougie. Season 5 has been picked up. And all the Basic the Bougie fans, we are coming back. So please stop asking.
Is that coming? Where is
that's
that?
On MTV's YouTube as well. You know, I got a lot of digital shows I got going on. Forget This Pandemic Tour. Homecoming, you know, got my own homecoming comedy show, put our own bread up in the Come Carolina Theater for our homecoming. You know what I mean? You know, Aggie Pride, doing what we do.
That's what y'all doing?
Hey, man, hey, listen, bro, you got to invest in yourself, bro. They don't give it to you, you got to take it.
You got to take it.
Yeah, so if they ain't going to book me, I'll book myself.
What the Bougie thing, what is that about?
Basically, the Bougie is a food show I have on MTV's YouTube. It's actually top 4 shows on YouTube. We have a Webby and everything.
Let's talk.
Yeah, man, averages 1 million an episode. We eat food and decide which one's basic, which one's bougie, which one's the most expensive, which one's the cheapest. And you have to have a good stomach to try all this food that white people put in front of me.
You're dumb.
You would do it too if you got paid.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely
absolutely.
Would do it.
You see how you changed up?
No,
alligator
saying.
Meat, pow! What you gonna do? Crocodile.
Put it right there.
I'm saying you're dumb because you're gonna say because the white people put it in front of you.
They pick these foods.
Them the only ones picking food. Y'all ain't got
you
no.
You know
black
if
chef?
It was us, it would be the same thing every episode.
What we gonna have?
Jerk chicken. Curry chicken, oxtail, everything, steak chicken, barbecue chicken. We're not stepping outside too much. Steak, cheap steak. We're not
doing all that.
Devin Sullivan, man, eating cobbler. None of it, Larry. The Morning Man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what's going down. Every morning at 6 a.m. we do the Madhouse question of the day. What was that question today?
We were asking you, what is your favorite Aaliyah song?
Darren Brand, what's your favorite Aaliyah song?
Rock the boat, rock the boat. Work it in the middle.
Nicki No Games Jones, she agrees
Change
with you. She said rock
position.
The boat. Certified said hers is If Your Girl Only Knew, of course.
Me.
Tell it like it is said, I care for you. And November said, try again. Yeah.
I got a four page letter from a lot of people. Hot Like Fire remix from Desmond Sanders. Trey Simpkins says, one in a million. Ray Ray Etheridge says, can I talk to you? Ashley Nicole said, never no more, which is a really, really, really dope song. And LaPortia Lowry, the one I gave my heart to.
Yep. Frocast said, four page letter. Let me see. Pretty Woman said, one in a million. B White 620 said, four page letter. Peter Rabbit said, I care for you. Let me see. The one I gave my heart to by Miss Khaled.
Mm.
Aaliyah got some classics.
Man. Up jumps the boogie. Boogie jumps the beat. Yeah, that's my second
favorite. Yeah, that's classic.
Give it up.
Like, actually listen to an Aaliyah album, like, to really understand the greatness of that song.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up. Y'all heard my beatbox.
And you were DJing at the same time. I saw you. You were beatboxing and DJing.
Man, coming up, we got the roll call. You can roll call with me at I Am No Living Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
On my page at I'm Just Burpee.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.